All right, so welcome back to the walking podcast, I guess we'll call it for now. Taking Buddy out for another walk. Just put Lena down for bed. I really enjoyed last episode. I know that it, realized after the fact the audio quality was absolutely horrendous coming from my AirPods, and I'll be honest with you right now, I don't know if audio is coming from my AirPods again. I have a little lavalier microphone that I used to use a little bit for business stuff, but I went and grabbed it from the office and have it just plugged into my phone. But I don't know, I've got a little tiny dead cat on it, which is like a windscreen basically. It's super windy right now, so I apologize if you guys hear a ton of wind. Come on, bud. But anyway, yeah, so I thought I would do this layout again. I really enjoyed it last episode. I feel like that episode has like a little over 20 listens, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it too. I have a few thoughts about these type of episodes with walking. So I walk in the woods by my house, and I love doing it with Buddy. But a couple of things. I just ate Taco Bell. Terrible, terrible food. Deliciously terrible. So I feel really fat and out of breath, but I'm also hiking through the woods. So that's going to be a thing with these episodes too, is just this way. Come on. Come on. Good boy. Buddy saw another dog. I think we're going to go this way, bud. Okay. This way. Come on. Come on. So sorry. There will be interruptions like that, I guess, on these episodes. But, where was I? Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed this episode last time. And I think I'm going to do a few more. Hopefully, if this microphone setup is good, you know, I like the convenience. Like, I already, like I said last episode, I already think a lot of thoughts when I go on walks, and what I was doing is while I was walking, I would write them down in Notion on my phone, and then when I was doing the podcast in my office, I was just talking about those topics. So I just thought I would cut out that middle step and just go from thought to record with you guys. So it's almost like you're walking with me in a way. There's a lot of leaves down right now. But yeah, I wanted to talk about a couple topics today. Probably be a shorter episode again, but one thing is my personal health and physical health. I think mentally right now I'm pretty healthy. I'm catching up on being more biblically well, spiritually well with God. Buddy, good grief. He saw a squirrel and almost pulled me over. Man, it's been a while since we've walked so much, huh? You don't know how to walk properly. But, yeah, so physical. The office at Agenicare, we've been doing this sort of beta test for a wellness program. And, we've been tracking what we eat and stuff, and actually a little bit before that, maybe a week before we started that, I got the Huel company, H-U-E-L, subscription, which is a meal replacement shake kind of thing. Ever since I was little, I thought it would be really cool to have like a pill or a drink that could just replace your meal. I remember I would go like hours and hours in the summertime when I was little without eating. And obviously that's not healthy, but I always hated the idea of having to stop what I was doing, even now in my adult life, just to eat food. I mean, I do enjoy the taste of food and stuff, but I don't know. More times than not, I would rather just eat something really quick and get back to whatever. So anyway, I discovered Huel, and not the best tasting thing, but you know, it gives you everything that you should get out of a meal, vitamin wise, protein wise, all that stuff. So I was drinking one in the morning, one for lunch, and I still am. But anyway, I came back from vacation. I weighed 216 pounds, which is the most I've ever weighed in my life. And like, I grew up as the skinny guy. Like, I was so skinny in grade school. Couldn't put on muscle. I wanted so badly to weigh 185 when I was in high school. I was like 165. Got to college, got up to 195 by the time I got married. And then randomly, I just like gained a bunch of weight. And well, I guess not randomly, but came back from vacation this summer weighing 216. And I was like, holy cow. Had a gut, could tell in my face. I gained a lot of weight. So I was like, I gotta do something. So anyway, I'm happy to say that I've lost 13 pounds. I weigh 203 right now. And it's only been like a month, month and a half maybe, which is cool. So, and that was, you know, I'm not really exercising. I apologize, it's just went up a huge hill. I need to go on flatter land when I do these episodes. But, yeah, no exercise, just kind of, more than anything, watching what I eat, not stuffing my face. And that's helped a lot. Let's go this way, bud. I think that's helped the most, but again, those meal replacements. And then we were kind of logging what we were eating for the wellness program, which has helped too. Just to give me a good idea of how many proteins, fats, and carbs to eat each day. But anyway, I just wanted to chat a little bit about that. I think my goal would be like 195 again, ultimate goal. What I was when we got married-ish. Right after we got married, I guess. So I remember I weighed 175, I think, in college. And then I hopped on the scale shortly after we got married at a gym. And I was like, 195, what the heck? I was so confused, like, when did I gain 20 pounds? It's crazy. But you can definitely tell in photos and stuff, so. So there's that. Physical health, you know, every now and then I'll go on a run or ride a bike or whatever. I did a little bit of trail running this summer through these same woods I'm in now, which was nice. It's really hard to run with Buddy. He's just so spastic. So that's difficult to do, but I don't know. Maybe it's something we could work on. So that's sort of my physical health right now. I'm just trying to watch what I eat. Take things in moderation, like Taco Bell. It's not terrible for you to eat Taco Bell. I mean, if you're eating it every day, that's one thing, you know? So, I don't know, just trying to watch what I eat. It's hard when there's candy and stuff in the house, obviously. So I just want to eat candy all the time. It's just there in front of me. But, I don't know. Wonder what you guys have found and discovered to work well, to lose weight or put on weight, you know, whatever you're trying to do. I don't really want to focus too much on like weight and appearance, but I think at some point, like, I don't know, I hate sitting down for a meeting at work and just having my gut spilling over my jeans. It's like, I don't know, not fun. So I've enjoyed losing a few pounds and I can still go a little bit more, but switching gears here, I wanted to talk briefly too, and I mean, this could be a full episode. We've been going for a little while already, but about 12 minutes maybe, or a little less. So a big thing recently, you know, kind of going back to, I guess, spiritual health, biblical health, my relationship with God. Yeah, so recently, I guess, I just haven't been that close with God. We haven't really been in church. And I've, to be completely blunt and open and honest, I've just been really, really selfish lately. I just get in these, I don't know if I'd call them ruts, but these times where just me being entertained, me being happy, me being, I guess, dopamine hitting my brain in some form or another, is like the most important thing to me. And that's just, I mean, absolutely terrible. And, you know, thank God for Maria. You know, she's been really encouraging me to get back into the Word. And that's my job, ultimately. As the biblical man of the house, like, I'm supposed to be leading the family in that. And all too often, she's the one doing that. She's been going through quite a bit lately with work and school and life and friends and, you know, just being a mom in general, not having a lot of time to do certain things. And I just realized how terrible I had been at just helping out with the little mundane tasks and stuff around the house. So recently on the weekends, I've just made it a goal to, like, I don't know, serve first. Just really pay attention to what the family needs, what the house needs, what tasks, errands that I can help out with, and just do them. I mean, it's the weekend. You know, I'll listen to a podcast, watch a show on my iPad or something while I'm doing these things, but really just trying to let Maria rest. I think she does so much for her family, and just, I don't know, allowing her on the weekends to be with Lena. We aren't really with her that much during the week because we're working. So allowing her to be with Lena, snuggle, take naps, rest. I don't know, there's just, you know, you think you get more tired on the weekends, but I don't know, like sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, dusting, doing laundry. I don't know. How's it going?
All right, you.
Good. Come on, bud. I don't know. It just gives me energy. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, you know, on the weekends I've earned my sleep. I think, you know, during the week, you know, working can be hard, and, you know, getting a bunch of stuff done career-wise can be a bit exhausting, even if it's mostly mental, but mental work, I mean. But on the weekends, like, that is a time where you can really just kick back and relax. And I've just kind of tried to do the opposite. I still get to relax. It's not like I'm going crazy, but, you know, I've just decided to take over laundry. I've decided to, you know, just see, again, what needs to be done. And just be selfless in that. And ultimately, it's not even selfless. Like, I'm helping everyone, you know? I'm helping myself, too, to have clean clothes and have a clean house. So it's something I'm still working on. I'm by no means perfect, and I'm not trying to brag by any means. I mean, I'm still a very selfish person deep down. You know, I'm a human. So working on what I can do for our family on a worldly level, and then also just thinking biblically and spiritually what it means for eternity. And you know what I mean? I don't know. And just trying again to not only read the Word again, but read like supplemental books too. I've been trying to find books on like being not complacent, that's a bad word, but just being still, being content, that's the word I'm looking for, with what I'm doing. You know, if I'm sitting just watching TV, it's really hard for me to just sit and like watch some like easy watching show. If I'm gonna be watching a show or a movie, I really like to be, you know, intrigued, and, you know, I don't know, I like my attention to be fully grabbed. And, you know, watching The Real Housewives, watching The Office, it's hard for me to just sit and do that. I don't feel like I'm really doing anything, but I want to be able to do that. You know, I think it's important for me to just, even if we're not talking, just my wife and I being there in the same room and being available, you know, putting in headphones and watching my own show while she's doing hers is, you know, even though we're sitting right next to each other, that's not really available emotionally, verbally. So that's something I'm really trying to work on, is just being okay not doing anything. I feel like there was a book called like Mastering the Art of Doing Nothing or something like that. I totally botched that title. That's not what it was, but I read that. That was kind of good. I think I was bored because it's not what I like to do. But anyway, just trying to be content in certain moments where I'm not, you know, there's not dopamine running through my brain. I'm not fully, you know, entranced by what's happening right in front of me, but just being okay with that. That's a big struggle right now. And I think it ultimately boils down to, you know, is God enough for me? You know, is Jesus enough? Is my family enough? You know, secondary. You know, my life is literally amazing, and it's so disrespectful, I feel like, to just think that I don't have enough right now. Even if I'm not consciously thinking that, but like feeling that and acting that out, man, it's just crazy to kind of take a step back and look at yourself sometimes. It's definitely something that I struggle with a lot, but I don't know. That's that. I wanted to talk on that because I have felt pretty good the past few weekends with the work that I've done for our family, and I know Maria has appreciated it, and I'm not doing it for that, you know. I want her to feel like she has more time and to feel like I'm helping, and I think it's very easy for the male figure in a family to say, like, I worked all week and now I'm going to rest. But, I mean, Maria works all week and then she takes care of our baby. Like, I don't know. I think I'm not giving myself enough credit. Like, I do help, but I just see where I've been lacking a lot lately. So, I don't know. Just trying to fill that in. And, work on it. So anyway, that's kind of all I had to talk about today. I'm literally strolling up to my front door. So I appreciate you all. Oh, something super cool if you've listened through to the end. So Spotify bought Anchor, which is the platform that I upload my podcast to. And they've been doing some really cool things. So, you know, you can listen wherever you want, but on Spotify specifically, I can actually pose a question kind of in a comment section of sorts on the episode, and you guys can comment on Spotify and reply. So keep a lookout for that. I can pin my favorite answers, which I doubt there will be any from you guys. I don't expect that out of you, those of you who are listening. But if you want to answer the question, you can comment whatever you want. It doesn't even have to answer the question that I pose, but just let me know your thoughts on these episodes, if you're enjoying them, these walking episodes. If I was in better shape, you would hear me breathing less heavily, so that's something I gotta work on my end. But I don't know, I'm a big proponent of killing two birds with one stone, and I think walking and thinking my thoughts out loud and then just having a microphone there, I don't know. You know, if anything, this is for me to look back on later and be like, wow, I was so dumb, or man, that was actually pretty insightful. I don't know. But I've appreciated your time. Thanks for listening if you made it this far. If you enjoy the podcast, again, let me know. Subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is you're listening to this. And as always, I'll encourage you to focus on the things that matter. Thanks, everyone.